Let's meet our first two contestants. Let's give a warm welcome to Valerie Glassman and Adam Yeager. Valerie, quick question for you. Have you ever bought a totally useless gadget?
We bought one of those hand chopper thingies once, and I think the first slam, it slammed open.
Oh, really? That's not good at all. Not very good. How about you, Adam?
I got a ShamWow.
Really?
Yeah, I got a couple.
All right, well, this is going to be interesting, because this game is called As Seen on TV. And we're talking about those fabulous late-night commercials selling products that you must buy right now.
And if you call in the next 10 minutes, we'll throw in three more combination can opener potato peelers absolutely free. That's four handy cans for the price of one. Operators are standing by.
Clearly, puzzle guru John Chinesky is going to help me bring these magical infomercials to life. So the winner of this round will go on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Are you ready? Let's go. In an iconic early 90s commercial, 74-year-old Edith Fore lay helpless on the ground. But fear not, she pressed a button on her Life Call personal emergency response unit and cried out what infamous seven-word phrase? Valerie.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Technically, that was
we'll take it. I've fallen and I can't get up.
I like that you added help because you think that's what someone would yell, but no, not at all. This product was shown performing such useless tasks as cutting through an aluminum can and slicing through shoe leather. Its commercials began with this line.
In Japan, the hand can be used like a knife, but this method doesn't work with a tomato.
Guaranteeing your satisfaction for 50 years, what was this priceless utensil called? Valerie.
The Ginsu knife.
The Ginsu knife is correct.
Yes.
In the 1990s, the standard for audience participation was set by an infomercial for the Ronco Showtime Rotisserie Oven. Thanks to the oven's ingenious automatic timer, all you need to do was to slide in your chicken and then just set it and what? Valerie.
Set it and forget it.
Set it and forget it is correct. I'm sensing, Valerie, that you watch television between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m.
A little bit.
In the mid-2000s, this infomercial perpetually played on television sets.
Made in Germany, you know how the Germans always make good stuff. You can cut it in half, use one as a bath mat, drain your dishes with the other one, use one as a towel. Olympic divers, they use it as a towel. Look at that, completely dry.
Hawked by the fast-talking Vince Schlomi, what was this life-changing towel called? Adam.
That'd be the ShamWow.
That would be the ShamWow.
Now known as the aforementioned ShamWow.
Yes. I love that we needed, you know, that sold based on the fact that Olympic divers use it, not just, and Adam. Olympic divers and Adam use the
Greg
ShamWow.
Greg Louganis, those guys.
A certain product allowed you to turn on electric devices, actually turn them on and off, by simply applauding. Can you sing its famous jingle? Valerie.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off, the clapper.
This quiz is sort of making me feel both happy and sad about the world.
Yes. Yes, I can understand that.
Same time. While he sadly passed away in 2009, this high-energy pitchman sold millions of products ranging from the awesome Auger to the Zorbies.
One scoop in every load of laundry. It'll make your whites whiter. It'll make your brights brighter. As a stain remover, it's the best. Grass stains, clay stains, long live your laundry. OxyClean, the stain specialist.
Who was this bearded master of television sales? Adam.
Billy Mays.
Billy Mays. Fans of daytime game shows might remember seeing this ad.
Was this you last night, tossing and turning, pillow propping and punching your way into a comfortable position, trying to sit up and relax or sleep? Your flatbed was just not made to fit the natural curves of your body. Now there's a bed that automatically adjusts to fit your body's contour.
What company made this amazing moving bed? Valerie.
The Craftmatic.
The Craftmatic. Yes, that is correct. finally, a hospital bed in your own home. What a thrill.
Valerie wins that round.
Congratulations, Valerie. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Adam, thank you so much. You were a great contestant. Let's welcome to the stage our house musician, John Roderick.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, John. We are so happy to have you. Jonathan Colton is not here, so we've traded in our regular bearded guitar player for another more enchanting, more beautiful.
That's good of you to say.
Bearded guitar player.
Taller, also. I can eat more in one sitting than he can.
What would you like to play for us?
I'm going to play a Jonathan Colton song in homage to him and also as a form of mockery. So this is a song called Skull Crusher Mountain. Welcome to my secret lair on Skull Crusher Mountain. I hope that you've enjoyed your stay so far. I see you've met my assistant Scarface. His appearance is quite disturbing, but I assure you he's harmless enough. He's a sweetheart, he calls me master, and he has a way of finding pretty things and bringing them to me. Oh, I'm so into you, but I'm way too smart for you. Even my henchmen think I'm crazy. I'm not surprised that you agree. If you could find some way to be a little bit less afraid of me, you'd see the voices that control me from inside my head say I shouldn't kill you, yeah.
Thank you, John Roderick.